Jag from JoJo Show.
Hi guys.
Hi guys.
It's that time again to have a little show about the weird, wonderful and wacky things that happen in our lovely planet called life. So kicking off, today's useless facts. This is something that I couldn't quite believe earlier, but I was able to read it at least.
Right.
And it says that doctors' unreadable scribble, which let's face it, we all know about the way they write.
Doctors' writing, yeah.
Only they can understand it. In fact, sometimes I'm not sure they can understand it themselves.
I don't think they even know what they've scribbled, no.
But some people predict it may be responsible for up to 9,000 deaths per year globally.
Wow. Okay.
So that's a serious amount.
That's a serious amount, yeah.
That's almost like a pandemic, surely.
It nearly is, yeah.
They'll have people off on furlough next, doesn't it? Won't they? I don't know.
Oh, dear. Wow, that's quite scary. Double your dose.
Exactly. I mean, you could see it might happen. Maybe if they've got really bad writing and a patient comes in and it says left earring to be removed or something.
Right.
Maybe they've got it stuck in their ear or something and the notes are left earring to be removed. But if it's really bad writing, you might think left lung is to be removed.
Right, yes.
You know, you can see it might happen. Yeah.
I was only supposed to stay in overnight.
You give me a general anesthetic next time you wake up. I've got one lung missing. Yeah. well.
And maybe that's why we're doing this podcast for the weird and wonderful, is because everyone's walking around a little bit OD'd.
Maybe. Well, there's a blame, there's a claim, eh, as they say.
Oh, blimey. There we go.
We'll see about that one. Next subject, we've got a little sort of nice snippet, really.
Mm-hmm.
A 106-year-old woman shares her secrets to longevity.
Right.
Apparently, Mary Spears from Manchester said, steering clear of men has got her where she is today. And she went on to say that, I don't drink, I don't smoke, and I don't chase men.
Good girl. That's all I can say. You know, yeah, she's probably the less stressed lady of the whole of the UK, or for Manchester anyway.
I mean, do you think that's just a man thing or a partner thing? Be kind, Jo. Be kind to mankind.
I was going
to
say, I'm in your company, Jack, so I've got to say, in terms of a lady that don't chase men either, she's doing the right thing. Clearly.
Well, clearly she's doing something right. 106, bless her. What can I say? Would I want to live to 106? That's knocking on a bit, isn't it? I mean,
it's a ripe old age,
you get a bit
it?
Bored after, say, 100? You get your letter from the Queen. Might be King Charles now, wouldn't it? But
King,
you get your letter from the King at 100. I don't know. Maybe life gets better.
Maybe.
As you get older.
I don't know. Do you get more money for being over 100?
I don't know. If you're playing darts, you might do, but that's about it. I think that's about as far as it goes, to be honest with you. Next story. We've got a holidaymaker in Las Vegas. Apparently, he's suing his hotel after a quote-unquote poisonous scorpion was found in his underpants.
No way!
Was found in his underpants.
How did it get in his underpants?
It didn't say. It just said that it was found in his pants, whether he was asleep and woke up or put them on and it was in there and he noticed. But he said, again, quote unquote, felt something strange, opened the front of his pants and there was a scorpion there. But it had already, well, by the time he got the scorpion out, I don't know quite how he got it out, it had stung his testicles four times.
Oh my gosh. It was so swollen. Oh, you can imagine it. Oh, my gosh.
What, the scorpion or the testicles?
Well, both, I suppose. They would have both got something out of it, I'm sure.
Well, I wonder who would have been more shocked, the scorpion or the bloke. I'm not sure.
Oh, bless him. I wonder how long it took for him to recover.
For swelling to go down.
The missus would have been... Well, did you get up to in Vegas?
Yeah.
That's got to be a story enough, isn't it, when he gets home? Gosh.
You've got a red rush down below.
Yes.
We think we need to take you to the old clap clinic and get you checked out. And he'd say, no, honestly, it was a scorpion.
Yeah.
She'd be like, yeah, right, of course it was.
Yeah.
It was a scorpion, was it? I've heard some whoppers in the time.
Ants, more like. Yeah.
That is one of them. Yeah. You know, forget ants in your pants. You've gone a bit too far with this one, mate.
Yeah.
Well, I'd rather not be him. Let's be honest about that one. So, subject to talk about this week is all-inclusive resorts.
Yeah.
I've certainly got a good and bad about them. Have you got a good story and a bad story about
them? Yes,
The basic open resorts, the all-inclusive resorts you get?
I mean, all-inclusive, that's exactly what it says on the package, doesn't it? You know, it gives you a fantastic holiday for at least a fortnight. And then you're thinking, okay, getting towards day 10, 11, 12, you're running low on money. The kids are fed. The kids looked after. They have their slush puppies and their ice creams and their chips. And you still get to have a half-decent drink with your dinner, half-decent dinner in the evenings before you get home. So I suppose that's the good side.
Yeah, well,
because of the alcohol, because of the all-inclusive package, I've seen people have a beer with their breakfast before and by the pool all day long, you know. And
are we talking a pint of Stella B cornflakes?
Sometimes, you know.
Don't sound too bad to me. But,
but not everyone can handle their drink, Jax. It's just not.
This is a good point.
It's not a pretty sight come 9 o'clock in the evening after dinner when they've had a few.
Yeah, us drinking Brits are not sort of known for our being conservative, are we, let's be honest.
No. So, yeah, so that's
the bad side of it. Well, same really. I've got a couple of examples of both, I suppose. And the first one on the good side is the money side of it, especially if you've got young kids. If you've got young kids that are, you know, still at home and they want 4 or 5 ice creams a day, if you were outside of a resort in, like, mainland Europe, wherever, in a major city or beach resort, they're like €5 for an ice cream. So 4 of those is €20. Mm-hmm. You've got 3 kids, that's €60 a day on ice creams.
It's just ice cream.
Then you'd have lunch and, you know, drinks for the adults, whatever. Meals out, cost a fortune. So I think from that point of view, you've got kids, I think they're brilliant. And also they seem to be places that have got loads of pools, loads of sort of outdoor activities for kids and bits and pieces. So
the entertainment's package, yeah.
Yeah, that's all paid for. So I think
it's all good.
If you haven't got loads of money, you can book your holiday.
Mm-hmm.
You know when you get there, everything's sorted. You don't really have to worry too much. The only thing you have to worry about is remembering the day that you come back, and which airport you go back to, which can itself be a challenge at times, I guess. But,
What's your bad experience then?
Right, so I think... So for me, it's the quality of the food. Been going for years because, yeah, it is nice to go to a place and not have to worry about finances too much. Been going for years. And I found when I was going to all-inclusives 20 years ago, might be my opinion, I don't know, they seem to make more effort with the food. And resorts seem to have got a lot bigger, the all-inclusives got a lot bigger, it's a lot more commercialised, just like beasts of companies, you know, massive, massive companies doing it now. And I find that it's just not a pleasurable experience having your dinner in like a buffet style and all-inclusive place these days. You know, they're bringing out massive silver trays with, you know, 40 bits of steak on it. And sometimes they'll be sat there for an hour. And that ain't going to be nice, is it, eating a steak that's been heated up for an hour?
No.
It's going to be old boots, let's be honest.
Yes, same for chips.
Got a huge plate of chips. It's got sort of 200 servings of chips on it.
Yeah.
Stays there for an hour because you get late. Get late to your arrival. It's been there an hour because everybody else has had theirs.
Yeah.
And
the missus has taken ages getting ready.
I'm not saying anything, but exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, the food side of things is a bit of a letdown, I find. And what happens, I've noticed, just coincidentally, each of these resorts has an exclusive restaurant that you can upgrade to. So you've already paid for your holiday, you've already paid for the food and your drinks, but you can upgrade to the restaurant that's got the decent food. In fact, they might have just called it the restaurant with the decent food, because that is the only one that has decent food.
Yeah.
And
you can only visit it twice in that week. You notice that?
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's either Wednesday or Thursday night, so
So they give you that sort of requirement. You want that.
Yeah.
They put that want in place there. Yeah, and then you go there and you get some okay food.
Yeah.
It's not been there for an hour. It's only been there for half an hour or whatever. So, yeah, there is that. And also just the fact that all-inclusive, surely all-inclusive, those two words, make something all included.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go to the bar and you say, I'll have a Jack Daniels and Coke. No, you can't have that.
Local
That's whiskey. A branded spirit. You can have a local whiskey. Mm-hmm. Well, it's not whiskey, it's a bourbon. Mm-hmm. Yep, we've got whiskey. That's it. Right, well, don't drink that, but I'll have to have one. And, yeah, can I have... I don't know.
Well, you said Stella, didn't you? Your Stella at breakfast. It's local beer.
It's local like stuff 4%. Only. Not so bothered about the beer, but, you know, if we want to have a pina colada because we're sat by the pool or whatever. Oh, doesn't include cocktails, I'm afraid.
No.
That's extra.
No, yeah. Goes on. Do you think they watered down the spirits?
I think they put spirits in the water. That's more likely the case, I think.
A bit of scrum for water going on.
So here we have half a pint of water, and we're going to put some white rum in it.
Bit of vodka.
Yeah, a bit of vodka. You notice they're both the same colour, so you can't tell.
Oh, dear.
And all mixes are clear here as well. It's either lemonade or tonic, so you can't tell how much of that goes in. No, I don't know. Yeah, I think they definitely do a little bit, let's be honest.
Yeah.
But maybe you can see the staff's point of view as well, that they stood there constantly all day, every day, throughout the whole summer, with people getting hammered from 7 in the morning till 2 the following morning. And after their sort of 10th glass of pina colada,
remember
to think, oh, you don't actually need anymore, mate.
No.
Looks like you need your bed,
yeah,
bit of food. Because you've only had 10 goes at the buffet today.
Yeah, you're doing the maracas with no Spanish music in the background.
It's, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right, love, come down off the balcony now.
Yeah. You can't fly. I know it's Red Bull you've had, but it doesn't give you wings, believe me. It leads me on to another service industry point, and that's tipping. And I'm really wanting to go on mandatory tipping or tipping. When you go to a hotel or a restaurant and it's a nicer place, but not even just nicer places now, just loads and loads and loads of restaurants in London, big cities and even towns, saying, right, well, there's a service charge.
Yeah.
And I just think it's a bugbear of mine. You see on a menu, I don't know, Caesar salad, £8. Okay, that's £8.
Yeah.
Get the bill, Caesar salad's £10. Your main course, 18 quid, mm-hmm. It's 21. So on and so forth. And it's quite a lot of difference. If you add it all up, I mean, let's say there was 3 of you came for a meal. So wife, husband, kid. It might be equating to sort of 65 quid.
Yeah.
And then a service charge of 20%. It's like 13 quid. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't normally sort of pull out 13 quid for a tip at lunch. That's quite a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know, if you look at other industries, like...
I know.
I don't know, a builder,
mm-hmm.
when he charges you £1,000 to decorate your room or whatever, or build a little extension to one wall in the bathroom or whatever,
yeah.
It's £1,000. You don't go pulling 200 quid cash out of your pocket to give to a builder, do you?
No.
And it's the same with taxi drivers. You might give them £1 if taking you back from town and it's 20 quid, or 19 quid, you say, oh, keep the change.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, if he's taking you to London, it's cost 50 quid. Don't really think you're normally give them a tenner, do you, or whatever? It's.
I think it depends on the service that you receive.
I think that's exactly the thing.
You know, as much as you would like to think that you're going to get excellent service for that service charge that you're paying, including in the end bill, not always is it great. You know, for that sort of money, I want to be treated like a queen. I'm sorry, but.
Yeah.
You know, normally I would leave a fiver or, you know, a really big meal or lots of friends or whatever, you get 10, 20 quid. But no, I'm sorry, I'm not going to pay 20% service fee just because I've gone to Zizzy.
No, that's right. I mean, I used to be a waiter. I used to be a waiter. Spent quite a long time doing it when I was young. And I used to wipe the socks off because mm-hmm. I knew if I provided really good service for that table,
absolutely.
Especially at Christmas and stuff like that, you want to, A, give them a good time so they come back, but B, provide really good service. C, get yourself a decent tip. So you work really hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you smile, you watch your P's and Q's, and you're just as helpful as you can be. You get their food out quickly because you want that tip. That's what they pay for.
Mm-hmm.
Not for some guy to go, oh, it doesn't matter because I'll get paid tips anyway. You know, if his food's a bit cold because I didn't get it on time or I didn't smile at them because I couldn't be bothered, I'll still get my tips. It, in my opinion, really encourages poor service.
Yeah.
And what it also encourages is big fat cats that are sitting there in the back of restaurants or at head office coining in the tips and mm-hmm. taking charge of them because you get a poor student, they live off those tips.
Yeah,
I was the same. I used to live literally hand by mouth by those tips. And if you're working in a restaurant and you work 5 days per month, six days, 8 days per month or whatever, you don't work the rest of it, how do you really know how many tips you're getting and for what? Because they don't break it down. I've had this conversation loads of times. They don't sort of say, right, well, the amount of tips taken in the entire restaurant was X amount in the 31 days, divided by the amount of staff we had, waiter and staff, equals you get this, but you only worked 8 days, so you get a percentage of this. There's no science to it. They just give you what they want when they want, and in my opinion, pocket the rest. The rich are just getting richer, and the poor guys that are out there on the coal face delivering the plates to the tables are not getting a look in. So for that reason, I think it's a really bad thing.
Young girl, 17, only working a Saturday night just to get her by, you know, to earn an extra sort of 20, 30 quid for the shift. It's her little pocket money for the week, and she gets taxed on the tips. That's just rude.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It's got silly. And the service, as a result, I think it's got worse and worse and worse on this basis. And I think it'll only continue to do so.
Yeah. Tell us what you think, guys.
Yeah, let us know your thoughts on that one. Also, just to sort of let you guys know, if there's a subject you want us to discuss, good or bad, it don't really matter, just pop it on over to us. We'll have a consideration. And places, we do location frustration, which is happening now in a second. Think of some places that you would like to appear on location frustration and some clues to go with it. Mm-hmm. So this week's location frustration is clue number one. Shambles is a term for a messy place. It was named after an area of this city. Clue number two. Excuse the pronunciation of this one. Whip my wop my gate is the name of the UK's shortest street, and it's located in this city's walls. Clue number three. The legendary highwayman, Dick Turpin, was executed in this city in 1769, and he's said to be buried at St. George's Church. And then moving on to one word in the grave, where we discuss old words that have gone out of fashion, gone out of vogue, and have been, what we say, put into the grave.
Mm-hmm.
And we decide whether they should stay in the grave or be resurrected. Today's word is gallivanting. It's not one I hear anymore, do you?
Gallivanting. I love it when my mother said, you've been gallivanting down the park, or you've been gallivanting around the streets. You know,
yeah.
You
just don't, it was always, anymore. Always said, wasn't it? Yeah.
Look,
you've been out gallivanting all night.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you generally heard it when the husband said it to the wives. Have you been out gallivanting around that, those, around the town all night? You know,
yeah, or so. The wives said to the husband as well, you've been out gallivanting.
Yes.
Painting the town red or whatever.
Yes.
And it was genuinely just a phrase that meant going from place to place, enjoying yourself. So I like the word.
I think it's
a cool old English word, to be honest.
Yeah. We don't say it a lot in recent years. I haven't heard it a lot. So, but it is part of my vocabulary. I think I would use it if I needed to.
But I did have a little look, and it does seem like it's going out of fashion sharpish. I
mean, right.
People just aren't using it anymore. And what people are doing, which I'll mention in the other podcast, is a survey of 18 to 24-year-olds, and they're trying to get a percentage of how many people actually know that word. And apparently, I think it's a third of 18 to 24-year-olds don't know the word gallivant. So
right.
It just goes to show it must be going out of fashion.
I bet the third that don't know are posh kids. Because the two-thirds that do know, mum saying, you've been out gallivanting round the estate with your mates.
Well, you say that. I wouldn't say that word's unposh myself. You know, if you say it with a posh accent, oh, yeah, you've been out gallivanting. You know, I think it's used in the public schools of this world as well.
Really?
To be honest with you, yeah.
Let us know what you think, guys. Yeah. Another difference of opinion. But I definitely think we need to keep using it. Let's not bury it.
Yeah, I think we'll take the word out of the grave. Let us know what you think. Again, if you've got any words that you don't hear anymore that you want us to talk about, please let us know.
Yeah.
It's a brilliant subject. It's fascinating, really.
Yeah.
Okay, and now on to our last part of the show, word association.
Yeah.
It used to be called Mallet's Mallet. Did you have a name for it as well? A real old-fashioned
name? It's Mallet's Mallet, wasn't
just
it?
Just Mallet's Mallet, really, wasn't it? But word association.
Yeah.
Words that associate to another word. No pauses, no repeats.
Yeah.
Do you want to fire off?
Go on, you go. I need to think about this one.
You said you go, so I'm going to think of a really bad car called a Yugo.
It's a Toyota.
Actually, I've just realised we're not allowed to have brand names, so I've lost the point for that. Really.
There we go. Yes, wow.
So maybe you should start on this one.
Okay. Four.
Five.
Group.
Rock.
Song.
Sing.
X Factor.
Excellent.
Great.
Britain.
UK.
England.
Wales.
Sharks.
Whales, sharks? Oh, whales and sharks. Oh, I get it now.
Come on.
Oh,
see, you've lost the point for just not being observant enough there. So
yeah,
it's one all.
Well done, yeah.
You fell down on that one. So I'm going to go with placemat because there's one in front of me.
Dinner.
Service.
Fork.
Knife.
Spoon.
Silver.
Sugar.
Flatter me.
Laughing.
Funny.
Comedy.
Oh, I'm done. I've been completely put off by your laughing. I can't even focus. I mean, have you done that on purpose?
Yes. It's worked.
So I've lost that to an unfair advantage of just
still,
noise pollution,
it's
really.
Still one all. There
she's
we
the,
go.
She's the Sharapova of the podcast world.
Right, should now, I start?
Go for it.
Book.
Worm.
Insect.
Fly.
Wings.
Red Bull. Ah,
drink.
It's a brand. I can't have a brand. I've lost again. Lost
there
again.
We go.
So that's it, all over.
I won again. Woohoo.
Well, thanks for your time, guys.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. And remember, if you want us to talk about anything, you can find us on Jackson Jojo, on Facebook, on Instagram, on Threads, and email us, jacksonjojo@gmail.com.
Thank you, guys. Adios.
Bye. The Jackson Jojo Show.